to the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen. This and other great health talk shows at RadioMD.com. Here are Joe Galewski and Dr. Michael Roizen, MD.
Yeah, we're very happy to have you here today, too, the radio show that helps you take control of your genes to become the world expert on your body. You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show, with Dr. Michael Roizen, the Chief Wellness Officer at the Cleveland Clinic. And again, I'm Joe Galewski. Thanks for listening. Affiliates all over the country, thank you for picking us up. Also, if you're listening on iHeartRadio Talk, thank you for doing that. If you haven't experimented with that yet, it's part of our innovative way of disseminating this great information every week. It's iHeartRadio Talk. It's a great way to listen to your favorite shows and favorite information exactly tailored to you and what's going on in the health world today. So how to do that? Well, add Radio MD and You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show to the Daily Pulse on iHeartRadio Talk. Go to highoutradio.com. There's an app you can download or you can listen on the web. If you go to the web, click Talk in the main menu, search for You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. In this hour, 20 minutes after the hour, what's toxic and what's not with Dr. Gary Ginsberg. Hookah carcinogens is one of Dr. Gary's topics today. Hookahs, are they safer than cigarettes? Also, he's going to tell us about a California town that, listen to this, was burnt out by a hot sauce factory. I want to hear about that one with Dr. Ginsberg. Also, something on flame retardants and the relationship between climate change and toxicity in fish. What's toxic and what's not with Dr. Gary Ginsberg at 20 minutes after the hour. So between
it's always a great section,
yeah,
isn't
it,
Joe?
Yeah, it is. It really is.
He teaches me so much. I really love it.
Yeah, I'm glad he's part of our weekly show every week. And you can check his website out, too, when you don't hear him on the radio. It's whatstoxic.com. So in the meantime, between now and then, let's go through some of the other top medical news stories of the week. And the effects, Dr. Mike, of organic food and eating organic food, what can it do to, I guess, specifically lower pesticide levels?
Well, this is a very interesting study. We don't measure all the pesticide products very well, but we measure three of them very well. That is, three of the major organophosphates we can measure very well. And compared to eating non-organic, eating organic lowered the concentration of those pesticides in the urine of those people tested by 90% within 1 week. So it was 1 week did that, which is really, truly amazing. Now, what is disturbing about this story is there was also a article on part of this was how the law is changing, or the definition of organic by the federal government is going to be changing, which will allow more pesticide use and still get the name organic. I found that very disturbing.
Yeah.
And so I'm going to have to keep pursuing that, Joe, to find out. What is the worst food, Joe?
Worst food for...
There's a dirty dozen. It's really a dirty 15.
All right. Okay.
But the number one is peach, and then apple, and then sweet bell pepper, celery, nectarines, strawberries, cherries, kale, lettuce, imported grapes, carrots, pears, collard greens, spinach, and the good old potato. Those you should really wash very carefully, and those are the ones that if you got enough money to spend it on organic, and you can do it at Walmart. Walmart has more organic food than anyone, so I'm touting, if you will, Walmart, but If you're going to spend it on these, again, peach, apple, sweet bell pepper, celery, nectarines, strawberries, cherries, kale, lettuce, grapes that are imported, carrot, pear, collard greens, spinach, and potato. By the way, grapes that are domestic are about much lower on the level and in the safe zone.
What if you don't wash these things? You know, you bring them home and you don't wash them. Is it really bad?
Well, the where it's worse is for pregnant women and young children, because they're much more susceptible, if you will, because these things affect brain functioning. So that's where it really is bad. And many of the organophosphates build up over time. Mm-hmm. So you don't get a buy, meaning we want you to eat fruit and vegetables. We want you to eat them inexpensively. Some of the frozen ones, by the way, are some of the best. But in fact, what you want to do is if you can get organic. So, for example, in blueberries, one of the stores I shop at has frozen organic blueberries, which should be in the safest zone. So that's the blueberries I eat in my buckwheat blueberry pancakes on Sunday when I have that instead of my egg white veggie omelet.
Wow, sounds great. Sounds really wonderful. Udocs@gmail.com, UDOCS@gmail.com. You brought up...
And by the way, if you get those frozen blueberries, they're really inexpensive, Joe.
Yeah. Okay.
So they're from a major, one of the big box stores, I might as well mention its name, Costco.
Yeah.
They have these organic blueberries that are frozen immediately and that are very inexpensive in large quantities. You almost have to have a giant family to have them.
All right. You brought up pregnancy. This is a fascinating story. I thought when I saw it, I thought this is... Pretty interesting. Pregnant drivers may have more car crashes. Why? How so?
And it didn't occur in the first trimester and doesn't occur in the third trimester. It's in that middle trimester where many women complain of, quote, pregnancy brain. Well, whether they're taking excess risk because they're rushing because they got appointments, et cetera, or whatever it is, their risk of car crashes, I should get the exact data, but it goes up by about 50%. And these are people who had to go to the emergency room. So it isn't benign car crashes. These are serious car crashes. So what should you do? In the second trimester, your answer is drive her. That is, either have her go slowly or you do the driving in the second trimester of pregnancy.
Oh. That's crazy.
Doesn't occur. The risk, what was crazy to me, I mean, the most interesting thing of the whole thing was that the risk did not go up in the first or the third trimester. It was only in the second trimester.
Yeah.
So that was probably the most interesting part of that story. I'll give you the exact figures. It went from 4.5 per thousand drivers in the first and third trimesters and to what everybody else has to 7.6 per thousand in the second trimester.
Wow, crazy stuff. Udocs@gmail.com, UDOCS@gmail.com. Gestational diabetes and activity, what's the connection between those two?
So gestational diabetes is diabetes that you get during pregnancy. That's why it's called gestational. It's while you're pregnant, you have greater demands on your body to provide glucose, and you have greater demands, if you will, metabolically, and you tend to eat more. So there is an incidence, and I think it's about 20% of women get gestational diabetes, and a huge percentage of those go on to get type 2 diabetes later in their life. So that's the overall background of the story. And they found that the women who exercised during and after pregnancy were able to prevent, to a large degree, their development of diabetes. This is 5,000 women in the Nurses' Health Study. Those who walked 50 minutes per week had a 9% lower risk of type 2 diabetes than the others. Those who went up to 150 minutes had a 47% reduction of development. So 150 minutes, you reduce your chance of getting type 2 diabetes by 50%.
Okay, we're going to go to Dr. Gary Ginsberg coming up. We got a break to do, and then you know what it's time for. It's what's toxic and what's not. You'll hear about a California town that, believe it or not, was burned out by a hot sauce factory. Also, flame retardants are showing up in the dust of daycare centers. And how about hookahs? Hookahs, are they safer than cigarettes? That and more with Dr. Gary Ginsberg next on You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen on Radio MD. Stay well.
Hi, this is Melanie Cole, show host here at Radio MD and a mother of two. I want parents to know about Great Start Life Insurance offered by Guarantee Trust Life Insurance Company. Great Start ensures the future insurability of your children. Now, what does that mean? Too often, people will get an illness or an injury at some point in their lives that afterwards can preclude them from receiving life insurance, and that can cause a lot of problems. But by insuring your children now with the Great Start Plan, the insurance that grows with your children, they'll already be insured regardless of future illness or injury. Find out all about the great benefits of the Great Start Plan. Go to GreatStartGTL.com and see for yourself why Great Start is, well, a great start for your kids. Peace of mind at GreatStartGTL.com. That's GreatStartGTL.com. For the Great Start Plan, go to GreatStartGTL.com.
Plan not available in all states. Life insurance underwritten by Guaranteed Trust Life Insurance Company, Glenview, Illinois.
You still rely on sugar or caffeine for energy? B12 is known as the energy vitamin. It nourishes your body, supporting mental function and vitality. Problem is, B12 is hard to absorb. Did you know a recent study showed almost 4 out of 10 people had B12 levels in the low normal to deficiency range? This applied to both young and old, even those with adequate meat intake. So, it isn't just vegans or older folks who need to be concerned. Until now, the alternative was getting a shot at the doctor's office. What if we had a B12 offer that was simple? Liposomes deliver B12 painlessly. No doctor visit. Why not discover what B12 can offer you? Drink the new liposomal form. Right now, you can get a bottle for 50% off at B12offer.com. This limited time B12 offer is unique and it's easy. Just go to B12offer.com for 50% off. That's B12offer.com.
I can solve difficult problems for a Fortune 500 company.
I can run a successful business.
I can put my military experience to work for your company.
I can manage your home improvements.
I can publicize your message.
I can teach your children.
But I can't put my skills to work for your organization
if I'm not given the opportunity.
Nearly 50 million Americans have disabilities. Capitalize on their talents with employment practices that benefit everyone. Learn more at whatcanyoudocampaign.org.
Hi, I'm Olympic gold medalist Shawn Johnson. I want to make sure you know about the March of Dimes, March for Babies. This walk is really special to me. I was born with an Apgar score of 0, which is not an ideal way to start. Every day, babies start life the same way, with the odds stacked against them. Their first steps are made possible by ours, all of ours. Take the first step at marchforbabies.org. Let's walk together for stronger, healthier babies.
Hi, this is Melanie Cole, show host here at Radio MD and a mother of two. I want parents to know about Great Start Life Insurance offered by Guarantee Trust Life Insurance Company. Great Start ensures the future insurability of your children. Now, what does that mean? Too often, people will get an illness or an injury at some point in their lives that afterwards can preclude them from receiving life insurance. And that can cause a lot of problems. But by insuring your children now with the Great Start Plan, the insurance that grows with your children, they'll already be insured regardless of future illness or injury. Find out all about the great benefits of the Great Start Plan. Go to GreatStartGTL.com and see for yourself why Great Start is, well, a great start for your kids. Peace of mind at GreatStartGTL.com. That's GreatStartGTL.com. For the Great Start Plan, go to GreatStartGTL.com.
Plan not available in all states. Life insurance underwritten by Guaranteed Trust Life Insurance Company, Glenview, Illinois.
If you've missed a show, the full audio library is at RadioMD.com. And now back to you, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
Thank you to our sponsors, YouBeauty.com and Morning and Light Multivitamins. And thank you for listening today to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen, UDocs@gmail.com, YOUDOCS@gmail.com. Every week at this time, it's What's Toxic and What's Not with Dr. Gary Ginsberg. And Dr. Mike, lead the way. What do you like first from Dr. G today?
I want to hear more about the toxicity of fish. So tell me about what's making our fish toxic, Gary.
All right. Well, our fish can't have a marine dinoflagellate toxin called ciguatera. That is normal, and every once in a while it is something that builds up in fish, and you could have an adverse stomach reaction to this toxin. It could affect your nervous system if you got enough of it in you, ciguatera. So sometimes you hear people, you know, like Uncle Harry, whoever, you know, ate some bad fish and got the shakes, felt like he couldn't breathe, had to go to the emergency room. Every once in a while, there is a toxin in fish that can lead to an adverse reaction. It's not just in your head or it's not a bacterial thing. There can be the fish toxin. It comes from these little planktonic fish, rather algae. And when the fish eat the algae, it could go up the food chain and concentrate in them. However, the point of that, and so, you know, that's sort of the background. The point of this story is that these researchers from Emory University looked at the relationship between ciguatera, and by the way, 50,000 to 200,000 cases a year in the United States, that they could track back to eating these kinds of toxins in fish, bad fish. So these researchers from Emory University looked into the records of surface water temperature in the Caribbean, where these kinds of fish and these toxins come from. And the incidents, about 18 months later, it was a lag period. They were able to see a relationship over time between high surface temperatures and increased waves of illness from ciguatera, suggesting, and they need to do more research, and suggesting that climate change, if it does in fact continue to increase sea surface temperatures, will lead to more of this kind of a toxin living underwater and accumulating through the fish. But their research suggests a link between higher sea surface temperatures and more of this toxin, which would mean more toxicity. So if you were really smart and really tuned in to sea surface temperatures, you'd be able to predict when not to eat fish like mahi-mahi, tuna, barracuda, snapper, grouper, sea bass, mackerel that come
now, Gary, plants. Does this happen even if you cook the fish? In other words,
is that toxin
not heat? Is it heat stable, I guess is the way you'd say it?
Yeah, exactly. It is heat stable. And there's probably little traces of it at a background level in a lot of tropical fish, but it can get, climate change is one of the factors that can make it higher or high sea surface temperatures. But no, it doesn't get inactivated. So we're not talking just about sushi here.
Okay, Joe?
Okay, let's talk about hookahs and cigarettes. What do you like better, Gary?
What do I like better? You're not going to find a toxicologist sucking on the end of any one of those, not the water pipe or not the cigarette butt. The line that hookah users have been using on themselves to play, you know, if you're concerned about what nicotine and what all the tar and all the carcinogens and the smoke are doing, you might think that pulling all that smoke through water is going to absorb out or filter out the toxins, and all you get is a pleasant, slight nicotine effect. That's not true. This study that was just done looked at the blood levels of nicotine as well as a bunch of other carcinogens known to be in cigarette smoke before and after a hookah session. The nicotine levels, these people went up for easily 45 minutes to an hour is what people sit around pulling on a hookah for. The levels went up 73 times of nicotine, and the level went sky high also of a number of other toxins and carcinogens that are bad for the respiratory system, the cardiovascular system, as well as carcinogenic. So the alert should be out. I mean, you know, we have all sorts of public health messages about cigarettes. And when you go into a shop that's got hookahs and you pay $20 to sit outside and smoke in the window of the place or outside on the street, you know, there's no warning sign about that. And it's a youth culture thing. And it is just as toxic from the data that we've got, just as toxic as sitting there and smoking cigarettes for an hour.
Should it be banned then? Should they be banned maybe?
Well, we don't ban cigarettes, so it would be...
But we should.
Yeah, but we should. Okay, so if you want to have FDA, and FDA is now just getting more and more power over nicotine in terms of how much nicotine could be in cigarettes. And so, yeah, hookahs, especially if you're underage, should definitely not be allowed. But in my book, yeah, tobacco should be a controlled substance that is that is not allowed or so heavily taxed that it's taxed out of practice.
So what's toxic, what's not, with Dr. Gary Ginsberg. Tell us about the California town burned out by a hot sauce factory. What the heck's going on here?
This is really controversial, too, because this town employs a lot of people. It's a $40 million business. I had never heard of this hot sauce, but apparently it's wildly popular. It's called, I'm probably going to do a terrible job pronouncing it. It's Sriracha hot sauce. And it's in the town of Irwindale, California, just outside of LA.
Ah, that's right near, I can tell you that's right near LA because that's where the Oakland Raiders used to play.
Oh, Irwindale. Okay, yeah, it's an industrial town, but people do live there. And enough people live near this factory that when they got their big shipment of hot peppers, which would usually be August, September, October, those 3 months, they would be going full bore, cutting, slicing, juicing the peppers, and without a lot of controls on the plant, that you would get, and you know, if you're in your kitchen and you're cutting hot peppers, you could smart your eyes and your nose. Well, this was bothering the whole town to the point where asthma rates were up, and people couldn't walk their dog, and the local authorities said that they had to cut it out. They had to cut back on what they were doing, and they're threatening to go to Texas. So it's become a huge economic, political flap. And as a toxicologist, you know, I didn't tell the local authorities what to do there. But number one, you'd want to get air measurements and find out at what concentration people are reacting and what concentration is generally tolerable. And then you're going to want to enforce them to put some kind of scrubbers in place, some kind of air control, emission control, to keep the levels low if they want to do business in the town. Or they have to move far enough away from communities, like the pig farms need to be, where it's not going to bother anybody. So maybe that's what they need to do, is pack up and move, and the jobs would go with them. They opened this plant in 2010. So they've been in operation for 4 years, and they have stoked the hot sauce nerve of the local residents.
What's the name of it again? What's the name of the hot sauce?
It's, practice makes perfect, Joe. Let's see if I can do a better job. Sriracha.
Sriracha. It's a $40 million business. Wow.
Yeah. It's a very interesting story. These immigrants came over from Vietnam and started a hot sauce business in California. It's been wildly popular. I mean, it's in all sorts of foods.
Wow.
So anyway, problem for the local town, and it's probably a problem for other hot sauce makers in other areas. They need to figure out how to control their emissions.
Good topics every week, great segment every week. It's called What's Toxic and What's Not with Dr. Gary Ginsberg. He's got a great website, too. You can spend all day on it. What'stoxic.com. udocs@gmail.com, udocs@gmail.com. Right after the break, more of the top medical stories of the week, and Dr. Mike's got a real age tip to before the end of the hour. On You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen on Radio MD. Stay well.
My story may help you. This is what happened. I was talking to my best friend. I told her I wasn't feeling like myself. I had pain in my pelvic area and bleeding that wasn't normal for me. Since it had gone on for a couple of weeks, my friend said I had to go to the doctor. Of course, she was right. Turned out I had uterine cancer, a type of gynecologic cancer. To make a long story short, by realizing something might be wrong and seeing my doctor right away, I received treatment. Now, we're confident I'll be fine. Please, please listen to your body. If something doesn't feel right for 2 weeks or longer, see your doctor.
Uterine, cervical, ovarian, vaginal, and vulvar cancers are all gynecologic cancers. Signs and symptoms are not the same for everybody. So get the facts. Get the inside knowledge. Call 1-800-CDC-INFO to learn more.
Knowing can make all the difference in the world. It did for me.
A message from the Inside Knowledge Campaign and the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
With the American Academy of Pediatrics, I'm Dr. Don Schifrin. The U.S. is experiencing an increase in the number of cases of whooping cough. This is a serious illness caused by pertussis bacteria. It often starts with what seems like a common cold. Then, especially for toddlers, the cough worsens and leads to the characteristic whoop sound on inhaling. During this phase of the illness, which usually lasts more than 2 weeks, the child can get short of breath and the skin around the mouth may turn blue. Older children may cough so hard they vomit. The illness can be particularly deadly for infants who can develop complications such as pneumonia and seizures. Whooping cough is highly contagious and can spread to children who have not been vaccinated. The best way to prevent this dangerous illness is to be sure your child received all doses of the pertussis vaccine. This is usually given as the DTaP vaccine. And for more information on preventing whooping cough, visit www.cisp.org. With a Minute for Kids, I'm Dr. Don Schifrin.
Hi, I'm Dr. Regina Benjamin, U.S. Surgeon General. As a family doctor, I've seen the terrible impact of a premature birth. Losing a baby is one of the hardest things a family can go through. As Surgeon General, I see the toll that premature births have on our nation. It can cause lifelong disabilities. It is the leading cause of death in newborns. And our country has one of the highest rates of preterm birth in the world. We must do better. Hospitals need to ensure that babies are delivered early, only when medically necessary. We need research to find the causes of premature birth and research to find new ways to prevent it. Couples need to learn the risk of premature birth and what they can do to have a full-term baby, such as getting a preconception checkup. Remember, 40 weeks is a full-term pregnancy, and every week of pregnancy counts. Let's work together for stronger, healthier babies.
Sometimes people buy cookies as a gift for us to send to our soldiers. They tell us it reminds them of home.
Emily is one of thousands of Girl Scouts who will send cookies to troops stationed overseas.
Children shouldn't have to take abuse because they aren't strong enough to escape it. I want to give them a helping hand.
Alicia uses proceeds from her cookie sales to provide mentoring programs at a shelter in her community.
Selling Girl Scout cookies has taught me how to manage money, be responsible, and talk to other people.
Tanya wants to go to business school and hopes to run her own company someday.
On a visit to the food bank, I learned that in this economy, more and more people need help to feed their families.
Morgan and other Girl Scouts are starting a project to help get food to those who need it most. Every Girl Scout cookie has a mission: to help girls do great things. Find your cookies now at GirlScoutCookies.org.
Don't miss a minute. Listen at your leisure, always online and on demand at RadioMD.com. You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
Dr. Mike's Real Late Chip of the Week in this hour in about 15 minutes. In the meantime, udocs@gmail.com, udocs@gmail.com. Dr. Mike, does milk really help build strong bones? Does it?
This is a very interesting story where they looked at the evidence. You know, I guess the advertising slogan is milk help build strong bones. And so it reminds me of there used to be a Wonder Bread, right?
Yes.
And it had an advertising slogan, something like that. It builds strong bodies eight ways. Right. Well, just as that was not substantiated by any data, I mean, that was really it was almost like it helps destroy your body, that simple carbohydrate bread, white bread. They looked at the data on is there accuracy or is there truth in milk building strong bodies? And what they found is no. The data, in fact, looked like that the protein in milk may take away some of the calcium that actually you get with the milk, may actually decrease the calcium in bones. So the data on this, pretty weak. We don't have good data either way, but the best estimate is, in fact, milk decreases bone strength.
Hmm. I was watching one of the business channels in the morning here during my morning show, and they were talking about the increase in food prices, how food prices are going up. The product producer index, CPI, consumer price index, is going up, and you know, everything's up. Beef is up. This is up. That's up. Eggs are up. Cost of milk is up. And what the guy, what the person said was, because all these food prices are going up, specifically with regard to milk, because the milk prices are going up, more and more people are drinking now more soda, because evidently soda is less expensive than the price of milk is. So I found that to be, well, you know.
Boy, that's a bad outcome. Coffee should be what you... Coffee and water.
And water, Joe. Right. I mean, but evidently that's what people are doing. You know, milk is going up, so they're going to soda, which, you know, that doesn't make sense to me. But that was kind of a...
But, in fact, if food prices go up enough, maybe we'll get thin again.
Well...
As a nation.
Yeah.
Obesity is our greatest medical cost, or will be pretty soon. Tobacco has been. It's being overtaken by obesity, meaning both are costing around $200 billion a year in direct medical costs.
Mm-hmm.
And be nice if we could knock out both smoking and obesity. We would have that much more, $400 billion to spend on social programs, research, education. And that would be huge.
Well, beef is up a lot. You know, price of beef has gone way up between 10% and 13%. And this expert also said, you know, people, you know, are getting their protein by eating more eggs. So, although the cost of eggs is up,
if they eat the egg yolks,
yeah,
and if they eat nuts, you know, I don't know whether nuts have gone up in price,
mm-hmm,
but if you eat walnuts and nuts and mixed nuts, that's an ideal way of getting protein. Also, soy is a great way of getting protein.
When we have hard-boiled eggs, I eat the white and I give the yellow. I give the yolk to my dog. He can hear me start peeling the eggshell, and he comes downstairs and.
Oh, isn't that great?
I eat the egg. I eat the egg white, and I give the yolk to the dog. I don't know if it hurts the dog.
That's perfect, Joe.
Yeah. Okay.
So, although I don't know whether it's good for my dog, but it's perfect for you.
Yeah. Right. Heck with the dog. Just as long as you're not eating the yolk, you know, that's what's important. Could impulsive behavior? Let's stay on addictions and whatnot, and food. Could impulsive behavior lead to food addiction?
Yeah, absolutely. This is a very interesting study where they looked at people who, what brain changes there were with impulsive behavior and with food addictions. And they both affect the hippocampal and limbic systems similarly, meaning impulsive behavior and food addictions both cause lighting up of this one area in the brain that is associated with addictions. It's also associated with impulsivity. It's the same exact area. So they're thinking maybe as you get more impulsive behavior, you get more food addictions and vice versa.
All right, let's keep moving along here. We have a lot of ground to cover, and I want to get to your real age tip here in about 15 minutes. Neuroscience, mind and brain topics, neurology, the brain. If it's exposed to solvents, the brain may never, ever fully recover from exposure to those. Why is that?
Well, this is, to me, both the most important and most disturbing study of the week. We've had there's one study I want to get to, Joe, too, in addition to this one. But this one is really important because it says that if you breathed in toluene, you know, kids do glue sniffing as kids.
Mm-hmm.
And if you get too much of it, then 40 or 50 years later, you get brain dysfunction. You never recover from that, and it causes you not to think clearly and not to have as good memory and not to have as good even motor function, as good, if you will, walking and other skills, which could lead to problems as you get older. And so 50 or 60 years later, this was tracked in this study. And so the message is, you know, don't do glue sniffing. Don't get benzene. Don't get any of the chemicals that are in the solvents that you're talking about, because they have a very long-lasting effect. And the best thing to combat them is if you're going to have to do that at work, make sure you use a solvent mask, even if it's uncomfortable, and then do as much exercise as you can, because exercise and stress management affect the same areas of the brain in the opposite way. So learn to manage stress, do a routine exercise, and get as little of the solvents as you can.
What's the other study? Did you want to talk about another study? You mentioned that.
Yeah, the other study is one which is you get a do-over. It's really the theme of the show. Research shows that genes don't cause cancer. Your body's culture medium does. This is a very interesting study. This is someone who manipulated the culture material, took stem cells, and changed the cell's equivalent of your environment. So in each petri dish, in one dish, the cells became bone. In another one, they changed it, and the cells became muscle. And in the last dish, they became fat. So that was the same exact genes, the same stem cells, were put in a series of three different types of culture dishes that has had the different environment. Well, they now are doing that with cancer, and they show that the same thing occurs. That the genes from anyone, in other words, if you take cancer cells and culture them, whatever you put in the medium, and the worst thing in the medium was sugar. Mm-hmm. Sugar made these cancer cells grow much faster and much more malignantly. So what you put in the culture in your body, your body's culture, is very important for how fast your cancer grows. It isn't whether you have a cancer or not. That's a lot of random event. But whether it grows or not is really, to a large degree, based on this, is you get to control its rate of growth to a large degree by how well you manage it. So a lot of people, they get cancer, the first thing they do is they go out and have an ice cream cone and stress out and maybe have a smoke or whatever it is, or, you know, you get to control it, so you should take care of that control.
And sugar's the biggest culprit, one of the biggest culprits then, huh?
Well, you know, I wanted to email Warren Buffett immediately, because he obviously owns a fair share of Coca-Cola.
Yeah.
And he always, when he's got prostate cancer, and when he has this, he wherever he goes and speaks, he pulls out a regular Coca-Cola.
Mm.
Well, he's killing himself,
yeah.
You know, just to publicize one of the stocks he owns.
Udocs@gmail.com, Youdocs@gmail.com. We have a few more stories to get get to Dr. Mike's Real Age Tip. We'll talk about exercise snacks to control blood sugar. So that's an interesting topic. And maybe are you getting the right kind of exercise to keep your blood sugar in check, among some others, too. Coming up, You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen on Radio MD. Stay well.
Is your skin aging before your eyes? There is something you can do to reverse those signs of aging. I'm plastic surgeon Dr. Arthur Perry, and my solution doesn't involve a knife or a needle. It's a serum I created called Nighttime. Nighttime makes your skin smoother, brighter, and thicker with just one step each day. I've packed Nighttime with vitamins C and A, moisturizers, fruit acids, skin brighteners, and antioxidants. That's a lot of science in one bottle. But that's what it takes to make your skin look younger and more attractive. Until Labor Day, when you purchase two bottles of Nighttime, you'll get a third bottle free with free shipping. Call 855-940-1800. That's 855-940-1800, or on the web, it's drperrys.com. That's drperrys.com. Put the word Radio MD in the discount box to receive three bottles of Nighttime for the price of two.
Sometimes people buy cookies as a gift for us to send to our soldiers. They tell us it reminds them of home.
Emily is one of thousands of Girl Scouts who will send cookies to troops stationed overseas.
Children shouldn't have to take abuse because they aren't strong enough to escape it. I want to give them a helping hand.
Alicia uses proceeds from her cookie sales to provide mentoring programs at a shelter in her community.
Selling Girl Scout cookies has taught me how to manage money, be responsible, and talk to other people.
Tanya wants to go to business school and hopes to run her own company someday.
On a visit to the food bank, I learned that in this economy, more and more people need help to feed their families.
Morgan and other Girl Scouts are starting a project to help get food to those who need it most. Every Girl Scout cookie has a mission: to help girls do great things. Find your cookies now at GirlScoutCookies.org.
Are you always looking for places to stop and rest because you're short of breath, wheezing, or coughing? Who wants to live like that? See your doctor for a simple breathing test to find out if it's COPD, a serious lung disease. With treatment, soon you could be living more and stopping less. Visit copd.nhlbi.nih.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Did you know only about 3% of the CEOs of Fortune 500 companies are women?
And of the 18,000 police chiefs in America, less than 2% are women.
So it's no wonder that only 1 in 5 girls believes she has what it takes to lead.
But did you know?
We can change that.
The time you spend with a girl now,
the words you say to her today,
can give her the courage, confidence, and character to become a leader tomorrow.
So speak up.
Get involved.
Nurture her potential.
Share your experience.
Invest your resources.
Did you know?
Together we can get her there.
Get started today. Visit togetherthere.org.
Hi there, I'm Juliana Rancic.
And I'm Bill Rancic.
I love my job as an entertainment reporter, but what I love even more now is being a new mom.
And you are a great mom.
Thanks, honey. Very proud
of you, honey.
Thanks.
Like any responsible parent, Juliana and I wanted the best for our little son, Duke, and that includes a healthy future. We know firsthand that life is pretty unpredictable. We didn't anticipate getting Juliana's cancer diagnosis or even having challenges with pregnancy. I don't think anyone does. Mm-hmm. But as parents, we can plan for the unexpected.
That's why we want to share our decision to bank Duke's cord blood when he was born. The blood in a newborn's umbilical cord contains millions of young, valuable stem cells that are used to treat childhood conditions like cancers and blood diseases and are being studied as potential therapies for cerebral palsy and even autism.
Julianne and I are proud to partner with Cord Blood Registry and the Healthy Futures Campaign to help raise awareness about the value of cord blood and the options for saving or donating it.
We encourage you to take action for your family's healthy future. Go to parentsguidecordblood.org to learn more.
If you've missed a show, the full audio library is at RadioMD.com. And now back to you, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
Hey, stick around. Dr. Mike's Real Age Tip of the Week for this hour in about 5 minutes. 5 minutes. Udocs@gmail.com, Youdocs@gmail.com. Dr. Mike's study says many health problems are common in autistic adults. What are those?
Well, you know, this is going to be a real problem because, as you know, we're 1 in 68 children now is born with autism, and they don't have anything that's going to stop them from growing up and being productive citizens if we can get them. My wife, who runs a developmental pediatric clinic and runs the section at Case Western Reserve in that, and so she has a large group of this, and she says her job is to make these kids taxpayers and to teach the parents how to help and do that and do it much easier. But what happens when they get older, they get many of the health conditions that older Americans get, but they get it in a higher quantity, maybe because they have trouble with social connections, so they get more depression. 38% of them get depressed versus 17% of the rest of us. Suicide attempts, 1.6%, 5 times greater than the rest of the population. They also get high blood pressure and high cholesterol problems and obesity more. The things they don't do as much of is alcohol and smoking. But it is that social awkwardness that may lead to these. And so we've got to focus not only on their if you will, their productivity, this study said, but also on, because of the prevalence that this is going to come up with, the prevalence of suicide, depression, high blood pressure, cholesterol, and obesity problems.
What's been preventing us from doing that?
Well, it's basically we've been focusing so much attention on trying to get them if you will, better schooled, better socialized, etc., that we've been focusing on that, on their mental capacity and on getting them socialized so they could be productive in society, that we haven't had enough time and they haven't gotten old enough. We haven't had enough of them getting old, if you will, to focus on the other aspects of their health. They haven't lived that long, if you will.
Let's talk about rheumatoid arthritis, and could a Chinese herb take the place of some drugs that deal with this issue?
Well, this is interesting. This came because of the Cleveland Clinic has our own section, my own institute, in our group of integrative medicine practitioners. The law in Ohio changed so that we could have a Chinese herbalist practice under the direct direction of a physician. And that physician was on the Katie Couric show. And on that show, in fact, there was a someone who, there were other people who were discussing some of the benefits of Chinese herbs. And one of them, one of the benefits shown in this study was that they seemed to have a lot of efficacy in some forms of rheumatoid arthritis and a lot less side effect. And so that's what this was. There was evidence-based data as great in for the Chinese herb as there was for some of what we call the biologics for rheumatoid arthritis. So that's what this story was about. It's such a specialized story. I hate to go into it in detail. So if you have rheumatoid arthritis, you may want to try and go to wherever Katie Couric's website is and look at the episode that she did on Chinese herbs, because it talks about those specific things. Or you can email, in fact, you can email us at udocs, Y-O-U-D-O-C-S, at gmail.com, and I'll send you the story.
Let's get this one in before you do your Real Age Tip of the Week in this hour. 10K a day works for even kidney disease.
Well, this is a study that was really interesting because we had found this. We had found this anecdotally in our own employees. So one of our employees, who was, in fact, a kidney transplant nurse, was on the kidney transplant list. And another one of our employees egged him on to get healthy, since he was going to have to undergo a kidney transplant, to get healthy beforehand by starting to walk. And as he started to walk and exercise, his kidney disease went away, and he normalized and he normalized kidney function. And we don't know the mechanism of this, but in fact, what they've seen with this is not just this one guy, but as they've looked at a number of kidney patients, all of a sudden, doing physical activity, walking, just the simple 10,000 steps, benefit at reversing early kidney disease. Now, no one knows what's going on, or whether this is just one specific type of kidney disease, glomerulonephritis, or whether it is all of the kidney disease. But this has been with more than one disease, and it appears more common than you'd even think possible. And it does appear that it is significantly reproducible. So if you've got any disease, it looks like 10K a day is a good thing to do, as it gets you rid of all of this other diseases.
10,000 steps.
Right, that's what 10K means.
Yeah, 10,000 steps. Wow. That's a great story.
So you did more than that on the golf course today.
I'll do it again tomorrow.
You're getting rid of your kidney disease by playing golf, Joe.
I'm doing it again tomorrow. You know, okay.
So see, and all you have to do, and this was 6,000 patients with kidney disease, chronic kidney disease, stages 3 to 5, and they reversed it almost universally in 1.3 years.
Fantastic.
Walking 10K a day.
Let's do your Real Age Tip of the Week this hour. Let's do it.
And this is about taking medications for high blood pressure. Almost anyone who takes meds for high blood pressure or has a spouse, parent, or pal who does will likely recognize this reaction. do I really need to take this pill for freaking ever? We're here to say there's new news that you should. Drugs that bring down your blood pressure don't just put off heart trouble or impotence or strokes for a while. For every month you take them, they add 2 days to your life with less, if you will, longer life and less disability. Take them for 30 years and you get sick. That's a huge amount. 30 years is like 360 months. So you get more than, and you get 2 days a month, you get 2 years longer life. Good times from small objects called BP pills. So the real age benefit of a blood pressure of 120 over 75 compared to 150 over 80, that's about 8 years younger. Tremendous benefit, Joe. Thanks, Sonar, for great engineering. Joe, for a wonderful show. And you for listening.
I learn something new every week along with our listeners, too. Thank you, Dr. Mike. This is Youth the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen on Radio MD. Thanks for listening and stay well.
Spring and summer bring out the best of nature, but blooming flowers, grass, and weeds emit pollen everywhere. Spring cleaning, molds, funguses, and pollens can cause severe allergic reactions. It's time to fight back. Get a blast of nature's most powerful natural remedy with Oreganol P73, the most powerful oil of oregano available anywhere. Oreganol P73 is an extract of hand-picked wild oregano grown in mineral-rich soils found only in the mountains of the Mediterranean. Experience this powerful and effective spice you can't find anywhere else. It is so effective, even the ancient Greeks used oregano for their health. And it's not just a mere spice. Oreganol P73 is also available as gel caps and as a sea salt based nasal spray. Use Oreganol P73 and stay healthy all summer long. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Available in natural food stores nationwide or visit AmericanWildFoods.com.
You may already take omega-3s for heart and brain health, but what most people don't realize is that DHA is really the preferred form. Did you know if you take omega-3s, but your body cannot convert them into the preferred DHA form, you won't get much benefit? The ultimate DHA omega-3 would be water-soluble, so it's already in the right form for digestion. That's a game-changer. It would eliminate the fish burps, be good-tasting, and all-natural. It would be environmentally sustainable from algae oil, plus non-GMO and allergen-free. Well, I have some good news for you. Empirical Labs already invented this. And better yet, you can get a bottle right now for 50% off with a special offer at TakeOmega.com. This is the only water-soluble DHA supplement, plus it's vegan. So go to TakeOmega.com right now for a limited time savings, 50% off at TakeOmega.com. That's O-M-E-G-A. TakeOmega.com.